Welcome to our service for the last Sunday after Trinity, also known as Bible Sunday. We begin with Timothy Dudley Smith's hymn, Lord for the Years, which speaks for all of us of the importance of the Scriptures in our faith. Lord, for that word, the word of life which fires us, speaks to our hearts and sets our souls ablaze, teaches and trains, rebukes us and inspires us. Lord of the word, accept your people's praise. Our time of confession. Let us confess our sins to Almighty God. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done. And there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent. According to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on us and set us free from sin. Strengthen us in goodness and keep us in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Collect for Bible Sunday. Blessed Lord, who caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, help us so to hear them to read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that through patience and the comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and forever hold fast the hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Saviour Jesus Christ, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Old Testament reading is from the book of Leviticus, chapter 19. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to all the congregation of the people of Israel, and say to them, 'You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. You shall not render an unjust judgment. You shall not be partial to the poor or defer to the great. With justice you shall judge your neighbour. You shall not go around as a slanderer among your people, and you shall not profit by the blood of your neighbour. I am the Lord. You shall not hate in your heart any one of your kin. You shall reprove your neighbour, or you will incur guilt yourself. You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against any of your people, but you shall love your neighbour as yourself. I am the Lord." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Colossians. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And this is the word of the Lord.
May the words that I speak and the meditations of all our hearts be now and ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Last week at New Quay, Anthea gave an address that I had written, setting out some of the religious history behind the conflict in Israel and Palestine. One thing it mentioned was that when the forces of the Islamic Arab empires took control of Palestine, indeed, when they took control of anywhere in the vast empire that eventually came under their sway, there was particular tolerance for the people of any territory who were Jews or Christians. They were to be allowed to continue to practice their faith as what the Quran calls the people of the book. There was a small tax to pay, but in other respects, their worship and religious life were unhindered. Given its relatively early date, the phrase people of the book in Muslim tradition probably comes into being especially as a description of the Jews, although it certainly includes Christians and perhaps others a little later. The Jewish religion was, and indeed still is, marked by the seriousness of its adherence to the Hebrew scriptures, and most especially to the Torah, the law. Historian Tom Holland, one of the presenters of the excellent podcast The Rest is History, suggests that the Islamic tradition of Sharia law arises as a kind of respectful response and in some senses an imitation of the idea of the importance of the law as Muslims saw it in Judaism. Our Old Testament reading today, including the commandment to love your neighbour, is a reminder that as Christians, we too owe an enormous debt to the Jewish scriptures and to the respect for the word of God which Judaism has taught us. Today is Bible Sunday, as our collect reminded us, the day when we too especially remember that we are the people of the book. It is, I think I've shared before, perhaps my favourite collect, the collect for today. Originally, it was the collect for the second Sunday of Advent. And it begins, Blessed Lord, which has called all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. I can't think of another collect that begins, Blessed Lord. There is something in the preciousness of that address to God which reflects the preciousness which the scriptures hold in our tradition. This is, of course, a collect written in the 16th century, when the Holy Scriptures were, for the first time, being opened to the people in the ordinary language which they spoke every day. In the Reformed Protestant tradition, therefore, there was a new preciousness about the scriptures now, a new sense that they belonged to the whole people of God. They were no longer the preserve of the clerical elite or of those who had been educated in Latin. The collect continues, Grant us so to hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them. Again, I think I may have shared before that a few scholars believe that this should be heard as, Grant us so to hear them read, in a culture where most people were illiterate. It is unlikely that that is the sense of the collect, but it's a reminder again of how wonderful it must have been, at least for some people, to go to church and for the first time to understand what was being read. The collect also calls the scriptures God's holy word. This is the word of the Lord, we still say, after the readings in the communion service. For some people at least, God is now speaking to them in a language that they understand. The Bible is a book, as the great Dutch scholar Erasmus puts it, that the ploughman may read at his plough. A sure sign, of course, that Erasmus had never actually done any ploughing, but you get the idea. Grant us so to read them, hear, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them. Inwardly digest them. Again, this is a new thought. In the pre-Reformation Roman Catholic world, the main food available for faith was the wafer of the Mass, the Holy Communion. But now, a whole new feast of spiritual food is set before the people as the Bible is opened up to them. This is an especially precious part of the Christian tradition of Wales. Scholars of the Welsh Reformation, like Professor Ceri Owen Jones of Aberystwyth, argue for a long Reformation in Wales, a Reformation which continues well beyond the 16th and 17th and into the 18th century. Part of what happens in this later period is the wonderful coincidence of Welsh literacy and the availability of the Bible in the Welsh language. The two go together and are learned together. The people of the chapels of rural Wales learn to read through the medium of the Bible and want to learn to read so that they can read the Bible. Through the vision of the nonconformist pastor Griffith Jones and his benefactress Bridget Bevan, both from Carmarthenshire, rural Welsh children in the late 17th and early 18th century learned to read through the circulating schools, which taught literacy and scriptural knowledge at one and the same time. Returning to the collect, though, it also, in a very brief space, gives us some idea of how hard life was in the 16th and 17th centuries. Grant us so to hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and the comfort of thy holy word, and so on. Patience and comfort. Patience, at the time of the collect's writing, still holds its root meaning of suffering, just as in our liturgy we call the suffering of Jesus his passion, essentially the same word. The collect envisages a life for the common people, indeed for all people, in which suffering will be experienced and comfort may be in short supply. For example, between the first publication of this collect in 1549 and finally its entry into the Book of Common Prayer in 1662, England had four times been racked by outbreaks of plague, and plague was only one, although much the worst, of the hardships which were the ordinary stuff and life. Comfort and hope must often have been in short supply. But the collect continues with the prayer that we may embrace and forever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in our Lord Jesus Christ. After the Reformation, different understandings of the authority and inspiration of Scripture arose in the Protestant churches and still survive in different guises today. More evangelical churches, for example, tend to insist on the inerrancy of Scripture, that it contains no mistakes. The 39 Anglican Articles of Religion content themselves with the less far-reaching claim that the Scriptures contain everything necessary to salvation. But this collect for Bible Sunday perhaps comes closest to Martin Luther's description of the authority and inspiration of Scripture, that the Scriptures are inspired insofar as they preach Christ. The Scriptures will open up for the believer the hope of everlasting life, because they tell us about the life, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our final hymn today will be the very evangelical nonconformist hymn, Tell Me the Old, Old Story, but it ends, tell me the same old story when you have cause to fear that this world's empty glory is costing me too dear. Yes, and when that world's glory is dawning on my soul, tell me the old, old story. Christ Jesus makes thee whole. Amen.
Seniai dibad, panant valai.
it's time for our prayers. Our intercessions today will be led by Anthea. We begin with the Lord's Prayer. Intad yr hynod yn y nefoedd, sanctaeddia dy enw. Deled y dernas, gwnele dy wyllus, megis yn y nef, felly ar y ddea hefyd. Dyna ni heddiw ein bar y beinyddiol, y maddau ni ein dyledion fel y maddewn innau ein dyledwyr. Ac nac arwain ni y brofedigaeth, eithau gwared ni rhag drwg. Canis eitho ti o'r dernas a'r gallu a'r gogoniant yn oes oesoedd. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and for ever. Amen.
We come now to our prayers of intercession. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, your love is never failing. Your heart is open to us. Your presence never leaves us. Strengthen our faith, deepen our love for you, and keep us in your ways. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We pray for your church. We pray for the witness of the church throughout the world, and we pray for all Christians who are persecuted for their faith. We pray for our church leaders, and especially today we pray for the new bishop-elect of St. David's, Dorian Davis, as he begins his ministry with us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all the troubled areas of the world, and especially we pray for Israel and Palestine. God of mercy and compassion, of grace and reconciliation, pour your power upon all your children in the Middle East, Jews, Muslims and Christians, Palestinians and Israelis. Let hatred be turned into love, fear to trust, despair to hope, oppression to freedom, occupation to liberation, that violent encounters may be replaced by loving embraces, and peace and justice could be experienced by all. We continue to pray for the people of Ukraine as they face a second winter fighting for their country. And we pray for the peacemakers, that they will be given the patience and the certainty that their diplomacy will result in a ceasefire so that talks can begin. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all those who are facing difficult times. Father, we pray for the many families struggling with life at present through illness, loss of work, mounting debt and anxiety. May we be there when needed by our own family and close friends, but also when our neighbours close by and further afield need a shoulder to lean upon or simply a helping hand, that as a community together, we can share your love in word and deed to your glory, loving God. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all those in hospital or ill at home, those struggling with despair or depression, and we name in our hearts those known to us who are in special need. Comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind or spirit, and give them courage and hope in their troubles. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And finally, Lord, we remember with gratitude all those we have loved who have gone before us to be with you. Grant us with all who have known you in their hearts a share in your eternal kingdom. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you.
Now may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, rest upon you and remain with you this day and always. Amen.